Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning and welcome back, Patriots. Hopefully you had a restful, a blessed, and just an awesome Thanksgiving day yesterday. On your morning commute, Friday morning, commuting to your Black Friday sales.
Right.
Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday. And I don't know about those Black Friday sales. Those get to be pretty nutty sometimes.
Yes, they do. They make great YouTube video compilations.
Yes, right. No kidding. Well, we had a couple of things to catch up on from yesterday that mm-hmm. happened during Thanksgiving. And like, for instance, Speaker Johnson posted a picture of him and his son standing there with President Trump. And we've got President Trump's Thanksgiving clip that he sent out to the nation yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That we want to play for you guys. And, Speaker Johnson showing that he stands with Trump. And he also posted this other great thing on his channel that shows that the famous picture of George Washington and his big gray thoroughbred as he's there kneeling in the snow in the trees. And the caption beneath that Speaker Johnson has says, "When Congress asked President Washington to declare America's first national day of prayer and thanksgiving, his proclamation of November 26, 1789, noted, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God." Mm. And so, yep, that's just fantastic.
Yep.
And so Mike Johnson, he finishes up with, "To obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. We do well to remember that today. Have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving."
Right.
And so I thought that was and he also posted, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever," from Psalm 118:1.
That's right.
And so, well, God bless Speaker Johnson. Boy, he may not be perfect. Nobody is. But I sure like what he's been doing so far. And putting God first, boy, that's exactly how you do it.
Yes. You have to in this day and age. That's the separating line right there.
Right.
And speaking of that, if you guys didn't listen yesterday, we had some great scriptures that tied directly toward being thankful.
Yep.
And in fact, the word of the day, which was a random turning, praying to the Lord, "Lord, reveal to us what it is you want to share with the audience today," and went right to that scripture in Amos, which was specifically about giving thanks.
Right, exactly.
Giving thanks to the Lord. And, I wonder how many that just went right over their head.
Right.
Just completely missed it.
Exactly. Or just, the chances of that happening.
Right. And so how many people that got lost in the noise?
I don't know.
Sometimes, your brain shuts down. All they hear is blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
But pay attention to that. Pay attention. The Lord is moving right now, despite all the darkness and everything else in the world. So, and speaking of that, we've got the word of the day for today. So, Lady
right.
Liberty, what do we have?
Well, so the random turning for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Titus Chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, which reads under the title, "Graces of the Heirs of Grace. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. And that's the end of that.
Very nice.
Well, and so wonderful. And of course, you know, the very first verse, people get hung up on that a lot these days. But listen to this. So it says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. When they say subject to rulers and authorities, that means the ones that are legally appointed.
Right.
Right. We don't subject ourselves to criminals. We don't subject ourselves to people that have stolen elections and claimed to be who we elected. That's not who we subject ourselves. We don't subject ourselves to any criminals, period.
Right. Well, first of all, you can't subject yourself to someone who is at war with God.
Right.
And advancing godlessness, a godless agenda. You can't, you know, you have to rightly divide the word and you have to use discernment. You can't follow something under the auspices of following an authority, which is in rebellion to the higher authority.
Right, exactly.
You know, this is exactly the quandary that a lot of Christians found themselves in during World War II under Hitler. Right. And there were a lot of Christians saying, well, you cannot go against they're in charge because God put them there. Well, and then they realized these people are anti-Christ. These people are, you know, they are in rebellion to the higher authority. How can you subject yourself to that authority?
Right. And so we do subject ourselves to the rulers. In fact, we have and still honor Trump every single Tuesday. Yeah. Because he is the rightful legally elected president of the 2020 election, and they're proving it in Georgia right now. They're proving it everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's important to be able to discern right from wrong.
That's right.
Right. And so just because some bank robber jumps in front of me and steals all my money and then holds a gun to my forehead and says, I'm now the boss of you. You have to be subject to what I tell you to do. And now you're going to be my slave. Well, you know, yeah, sure. When you've got a gun to my head, that makes it pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you have gained that position through any sort of righteous appointment.
That's right.
You know, that's criminal behavior right
it's
there.
It's through fraud, which is a lie.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely. Well, good. And so that whole scripture is?
That whole scripture is Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8.
Okay.
And the rest of it, of course, is also how we feel towards the brother,
right?
And you and I are tough on the enemy. You know, we stand solid for God.
Yes.
And stand very, very firmly against evil. And but to our brethren, we're all those things. We're very kind. We're gentle. We're peaceable and do our best to show as much humility as possible to all people that are Christians and brothers and sisters of the faith. And that is what the Bible calls you to do as well. So we're not just tough everywhere. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's a time when you have to be firm even with your brother. Look, Jesus demonstrated that. There was times that he was very compassionate, very loving, very gentle with them. And there are other times when he was firm.
Right.
But he didn't do it out of spite. Or maliciousness.
Right.
It was still firm. And so I think that's a good model for us. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. And really, truth over, you know, truth and love wins out.
Well, and exactly, like so many examples of, you know, with the adulteress, he wasn't just kind and saying, okay, now go ahead, keep on doing what you're doing. I love you. And so
right.
just have a good day.
Right.
No, that's not what he said. He was truth and love and said, I'm not holding anything against you, but go and sin no more.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say, go ahead, you're an adulteress, but I forgive you. Just keep on doing whatever you want. And he doesn't, you know, so he's not going to say that to anybody that is going against his commands, going against what he has outlined for everybody to
right.
be followers of
and,
him.
And loving, loving is not synonymous with coddling.
Right. You know. And enabling.
right. Yeah,
right.
That's unloving.
Yes.
There.
That, yeah. right.
So, okay, well, good. All right. So this, one more time, this scripture was?
Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8.
Excellent. Got it. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break and come back. We've got several updates,
yep.
some really great things going on, some very disturbing things going on that's got us fired up today. But anyway, we'll cover that when we get back. So stick around. We'll be, this is the Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Stay there.
To God, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree, and that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violette Sabo with Points to Ponder, Words to Live By, and Ideals Which Define Us.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
That's right. Welcome back, Patriots.
That's right.
Segment two here brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times, by Christian Patriot-owned business, and that is C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com. We also heard some clanking of armor and swords there and that.
Yep, the sword fighting.
Yeah, love it.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, too, is I don't really feel too fired up today. I had such a great day yesterday with being thankful to the Lord and thankful for all his awesome blessings. I'm kind of feeling pretty good today.
I know. I feel
too
more
fired up.
Yeah, still holding on to that just thankfulness, you know, family, friends, and
that's
being
right.
thankful. But, you know, there's one thing that this came up. Actually, I kind of saved this for yesterday morning. I didn't want to get into it on Thanksgiving Day. But no air marshals on flights currently. This is a bombshell report that Fox broke. And this is coming from the director of the Air Marshal National Council. Sonia Labosco said that she revealed about the current situation of U.S. air security. According to her, in the current conditions, regular commercial flights will not be serviced by air marshals. This is just what we need right now. This is exactly what Al-Qaeda needs to hear right now, right? She explained that air marshals have been reassigned for the past 2 years under the Biden regime. They're either stationed at the border dealing with illegal immigration.
Making sandwiches, probably.
Exactly. Or tracking individuals linked to the January 6th events, irrespective
wow.
of their involvement in any criminal activities. This, and of course the article goes on, you could see it at the Gateway Pundit. This is infuriating. If there's anything to be fired up about, this is just one more thing having to do with this anti-American regime
right,
that is in power.
This communist coup, because that's exactly what an enemy would do to your nation that is taking over your nation. They're going to weaken all of your security forces, all of them, have them do something else, like make sandwiches for other illegal immigrants at your border.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I mean, you've got them weakening all of the police forces across the United States. And then you could just very well transfer that same treatment to what's going to happen to us when their fellow allies, which are the American enemies, come in to invade this nation. Will our military stand for us? No.
No, they're going to be hunting patriots.
Yes, they'll have our military off in other countries so that they conveniently won't be here to defend us, you know, because they're still trying to push this lie as if they are Americans just like we are and the coup never happened.
Right.
You know, come on. We know for a fact we're on our own. If we get invaded, we are on our own. The police forces are weakened. The military is somewhere else or going to be told to do something else.
Well, it's even worse than that. This regime are going to be chasing down and helping to hunt down the opposition to our enemies.
Just like we saw Gavin Newsom do to the Chinese dictator who, you know, can waltz right into our nation and start demanding things be done. And it just happens. You know, they kick all the pro-Hamas protesters right off that bridge and arrest them all, not because they want to do it when we wanted them to do it, but because a communist Chinese dictator who is our sworn enemy at this point demanded it.
Right.
And so speaking of taking away protesters, pro-Hamas protesters, I had this great clip from yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. Everybody is enjoying this parade and watching all of the wonderful floats and everything. And then here are these two
zombies,
moron pro-Hamas protesters in the stands, standing there with these stupid signs. Well, nobody liked it. Everybody
nope.
else was sitting down while these two are disrupting everything, just standing there screaming at the top of their lungs.
Free Hamas.
Yeah,
free Palestine.
Yeah. And so a couple people walked right up to them and told them to stop. And then they jerked their signs right out of their hands and shoved them out of the bleachers, made them leave. I was like,
yeah, quite a few
yes,
choice
right
words from the people sitting there in the stands trying to enjoy a Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
Here's
these
a couple of these morons in the background just ruining everything. It has nothing to do with our Thanksgiving Day Day parade, and obviously they're just trying to disrupt and you know be terrible, and so
yeah.
Everybody's like, yay, they're gone.
That's right. And you know that it is really quite the thing to behold. These zombies that are shrieking for Palestine, these kind of Soros-backed, I wouldn't be surprised, World Economic Forum-backed zombies that are showing up with these crowds. Matter of fact, they had a group of them gluing their hands
yeah.
to the pavement to block the parade, and they just went around them, and the police removed the people. But there's quite this other side of this coin. Geert Wilders winning,
yes,
totally nationalist. Against the invasion of Islam to their country and to Europe. We saw this with the Argentina elections, already talking about moving the Argentine embassy to Jerusalem. Now Geert Wilders is talking about moving the Netherlands embassy to Jerusalem, and the people love it. The people are absolutely
yep.
celebratory, the masses, and I don't mean the shrieking zombies that are calling for, you know, pro-Hamas and making excuses for the terrorists. We're talking the majority of these countries. But look, in Spain, they're going pro-Hamas and the people are outraged.
Yep.
You know, that, and there's a socialist-backed government, probably stolen election. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
And the lines are being clearly drawn right now.
Yep. Well, without a doubt. And, you know, anything that you see on the mass media that is always on the wrong side of everything and lying about everything.
Yep.
People have had it, you know, just flat out all around the world. People are sick to death of this garbage.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's proven by especially the crowd in Argentina and Javier Milei and his reaction to winning. I mean, you talk about thrilled to death. And that's pretty much the sentiment of all the people in the world right now. There's such a small number of people that actually support this evil, maniacal, one world globalist government.
Right.
You know, nobody likes it at all. And so they just keep shoving it into people's faces as if, oh yeah, everybody's on board, but they're not. And
no.
And when the masses just pour out of the woodwork, when, you know, something good finally happens, that proves it.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's just interesting to see it. And I love to see some of this progress that's taking place. So it's so inspiring.
Yeah. And speaking of inspiring, before we go further into the show, Trump's clip that you were alluding to there just right after the break.
Yes. Yep.
His Thanksgiving proclamation or his message. And, you know, that was warm and inspiring. And I've got that in the queue. So,
yeah, let's just listen to what he had to say while we're talking about it, because, you know, that's the heart of America right there. And he's the head of it.
I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Today, as we gather with our loved ones, we give thanks to Almighty God for his many blessings, including our families, our friends, our neighbors, and this extraordinary country that we all call home. We also send our deep gratitude to all of the patriots serving our nation in uniform this Thanksgiving, including the members of the U.S. Armed Forces, the heroes of Border Patrol and law enforcement and ICE and everybody that works so hard to preserve our system and our country and working to defend our southern border, and our police and first responders and communities all across America. This is a difficult time for our country, but do not lose heart or lose hope, because by the time we celebrate next Thanksgiving, our nation will be well on its way to being stronger, safer, more prosperous, and greater than ever before. Once again, happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you all.
Yep, that's what we wanted to hear, and that's what the world wants to hear. You know, it's interesting because you and I got to spend a considerable amount of time recently with a friend of ours from South Africa, Simon Roche,
right,
who is from the Sightlanders group, and he's in country. And we got to spend some time talking to him. And of course, you know, we follow Amir Sarfati. So these are very influential people with a large following where they bring news and updates and reports. And they're really plugged in like we are. They're very plugged into the psyche and the sentiment of the people out there.
Right.
And they're kind of a hub with all these spokes of people expressing their views and from different parts of the world. And they see it too. They see and they know that, like, our election was a coup.
Yep.
All of these people in these different countries, I don't care if it's Indonesia, France, the Netherlands, Canada, the U.S., the people are rooting for Trump. They're rooting for Bolsonaro in Brazil.
They're rooting for honest elections in the United States.
Yes. They're all celebrating this collective celebration of Geert Wilders winning and the Argentine election. Javier
Milei.
You've got people who love freedom that are celebrating everywhere at these victories, but we don't know it because we're isolated from each other generally.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool seeing what Amir has to say about that and what Simon Roche had to say about that.
Yep.
He's kind of carrying forward that banner, that message from their group of followers, thousands.
Right. And what was fascinating was I had suggested that what might help them there in South Africa was joining forces with the Israelis that are down there, the Jews that have control of the mines in South Africa. And interesting enough, I mean, just yesterday, it says South Africa's lawmakers voted to close the Israeli embassy and suspend all diplomatic relations with Israel.
Yes.
I went, wow, boy, the timing of that is pretty astounding, considering the fact that as an ally, I mean, they're not allies with the people of South Africa yet, but now that they're getting pushed around and rejected, now they might actually be able to come together as allies because the people, the white people in South Africa are
persecuted.
They're being viciously persecuted, yeah. I might say.
And so the Jews will probably be next on the list to be persecuted there because
right.
For those who don't know it, South Africa is completely taken over by communists.
Yep.
And they're going through this stealing land from white farmers who've owned it for generations and generations before even blacks were in the area. And
Well, and even more, they've been prompted to take that action by guess who? The Chinese. And guess why? Because South Africa is gloriously wealthy in natural resources.
Yes.
I mean, like crazy
gold, bauxite,
resources.
Yep. I mean, just
And China is like, oh my gosh, China has the biggest sniffing nose for natural resources.
Well, yes,
and wherever they find those, gee, they suddenly show up.
I'll give you money. Help you build. Yeah,
help you kill your enemy.
You just owe us.
That's right.
Yep.
You need to wipe out your enemy and then we'll wipe you out.
Yes. You'll be our slave.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly where they're going. Russia and China are sniffing around down there and joining alliance with each other. And of course, the place being run by communists, man, keep the Christians in South America in your prayers.
But, and the Jews now as well.
Yeah, looks like they might be in the crosshairs too.
Good grief.
Well, you guys have a blessed, restful weekend. And join us Monday morning right here for the morning commute. And be blessed.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.